This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. One day before a possible government shutdown in a battle over Obamacare, and also a day before the rollout of the health care exchanges under Obamacare, perhaps it's time to look at the statements both sides have made about the Affordable Care Act. Perhaps short of a presidential election, the ACA has produced more statements and provided permanent employment for fact-checkers, among them the folks at PolitiFact Georgia. Jim Tharp is the editor there. You can catch PolitiFact's roundups in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Jim, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here, Dennis.
Let's start with President Obama. He's made some pretty sweeping statements trying to reassure folks about Obamacare and their insurance. And one of the things he said back in April was, if you have insurance, the only thing that the health care law is going to do to you is make your insurance stronger, better, and more secure than it was before. Full stop. They don't have to worry about anything else.
Yeah, Dennis, he said this at a White House news conference, and in doing so, the president glossed over other impacts of the law. Those include higher taxes and, in some cases, higher premiums. Meanwhile, some people who have insurance now will have to deal with changes from their employers, insurers, and health care providers. But most people who have large group coverage through their employers face little change, experts have told us. We rated this claim overall half true. Partially true, needs a lot of context to be fully understood.
Does this take into account, for instance, there are some big employers in Atlanta, like UPS, which are taking employee spouses, for instance, off the health care plan, at least some employee spouses?
Yeah, that's correct. In the statement, if you'll recall, he says these people don't have to worry about anything else. Well, I think those people are worrying about plenty now. So it's a very sweeping statement, and it misses the target to some extent. Again, there's an element of truth in this, but it needs an awful lot of context to be understood. This is a very complex change. It's going to affect different people in different ways. To make sweeping statements like this, it just doesn't work.
So while the president has made some sweeping statements, certainly his opponents have as well. One of them is Grover Norquist, the anti-tax advocate, and he said back in September in a tweet that, citing the Congressional Budget Office, delaying Obamacare's individual mandate, which is going into effect tomorrow, will reduce the deficit. So if you delay things, it'll reduce the deficit by $35 billion over 10 years. That from Grover Norquist. Does that check out?
Norquist accurately reported the amount that CBO estimated. However, his tweet cherry-picked the CBO's conclusions. It ignores several key things here, Dennis. It ignores that the bill would produce about 11 million additional uninsured Americans, and the savings this would produce would be a one-time budget event. The statement is accurate, but it needs a whole lot of clarification. We rate it mostly true.
And finally, one of the president's most consistent opponents, Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, said on the House floor in early August, the IRS will have access to the American people's protected health care information. Obviously, the IRS is an easy target for a lot of folks, but is there any truth to what Cantor is saying, that the IRS will be able to just go through your medical records? That's the implication anyway.
Yeah, this is an interesting statement, Dennis, and something politicians often do. Now, he offers absolutely no hard proof of this, just speculation on a blog. We found the IRS will play a major role in Obamacare. It'll collect a variety of taxes. It will help support the program. But contrary to Cantor's claim, IRS officials have repeatedly testified before Congress that they will not have access to the intimate details of anyone's health care records. Cantor's unfounded statement does nothing more than amp up the public fear for his ongoing fight to repeal Obamacare. We rate it pants on fire. That means we not only find it false, we find it ridiculously false, and it's made with a specific political intent behind it.
So to sum it up, we're going through this traumatic period where it looks like we're heading for a government shutdown and a protracted fight over the future of Obamacare, and that leaves both sides a lot of room to play with the truth a little bit.
And endless bloviating over this. This is a very volatile issue. People come down on one side or the other. And a lot of people, Dennis, quite frankly, are in the middle confused. It's a very complex change in the Some people will do business. People care very much about their health care. They're worried they won't be able to afford it in the future. So this plays heavily on people's emotions, and the statements from both sides will come fast and furious as we go forward in this.
Jim Tharp is the editor of PolitiFact Georgia. Jim, thanks so much for being with us again, and we'll be checking back with you. There's a whole lot more to be said, I'm sure.
Thank you, Dennis.